With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is dispatching federal law enforcement officers to the streets of Washington.
For at least the next week, there will be an increased presence of federal law enforcement here in the nation's capital to combat crime. The White House says Washington, D.C. is an amazing city, but it has been plagued by violent crime for far too long. The beefed-up police presence comes as the president has suggested that his administration could fully take over running the city. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Correspondent Haya Panjabi reports on developments in a manhunt following that fatal shooting in Montana.
Authorities say the man suspected of killing four people at a Montana bar is in custody. The capture of the man prompted a lockdown of a neighborhood. 45-year-old Michael Paul Brown was captured 7 days after the August 1st shooting at the Owl Bar in Anaconda. That's about 100 miles from Missoula. Montana authorities have not said what sparked the shooting. Brown served in the Army as an armor crewman and was deployed to Iraq. Authorities said Brown lived next door to the bar. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Fast-moving wildfires in Southern California forced thousands to evacuate and prompted emergency declarations in Los Angeles and Ventura counties. Joseph De Leonardo told ABC 7 Los Angeles the canyon fires circled around his cul-de-sac.
Last night, when these men were here, the fire, the flames, the actual flames started back in back of this house, and they wrapped all the way around 180 degrees on that ridge, all simultaneous. It was a fireworks show for 6 hours.
The canyon fire, which ignited on Thursday, has scorched nearly 5,000 acres so far. Authorities warned the fire is advancing quickly, threatening more homes, infrastructure, and even recreation sites. This is SRN News. Gay pride events going out of style.
Ever since President Trump returned to the White House, LGBT activists across the nation say nobody wants to bankroll their events, and volunteers are in short supply, too. This has prompted the cancellation of some gay pride parades and the scaling back of others in several states. A growing number of big corporations getting off the LGBT bandwagon these days, and that has sharply reduced the cash that organizations could count on to fund their events. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. military chaplaincy is marking 250 years, even as the military as a whole does so. In 1775, that's 1 year before there was a United States, and 6 weeks after the Continental Army was formed, George Washington made a declaration that has shaped the military ever since, saying, quote, simply, "We need chaplains." 250 years later, across the globe, thousands of clergy remain in uniform. This is SRN News. Former EPA Chief of Staff Mandy Gunasekara is calling out what she calls a green energy hoax.
At the heart of this climate scam was selling out the U.S. economy to countries like China and India that have horrendous environmental records. And Sean O'Brien and the folks that he represents, really the workers at these industrial operations and these factories, they have struggled to compete for a long time.
Gunasekara says the hoax has been hurting America.
You had jobs being pulled away from Ohio, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, rural places like where I live, and popping up overseas, all in the name of the eco-left's climate change agenda, where it made it much harder to build in this country. It made it harder for jobs to grow and for communities to flourish.
Mandy Gunasekara, and she was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network this week. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.